Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, may I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love's out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
New level in your life. It requires a new version of you, an excursion of you, the service of you begins from within. With bruised shins, I try to stand firm and not squirm under pressure. This undresses the miracle in you, uplift the spirit in you, on command. Rebuking the devilish plans against you and your well-being. And this makes haters swell seeing you blessed. Now go on, get that off your chest. But do it humbly. I sit comfortably and watch sunset time like watches tick-tock and notches in my climb. Level up. To change narrative in the face of savages, my average just went premium. I spit helium, making minds rise, These levels leave haters feeling surprised I made it this far. Saying how do you make it with scars? The negative odds against me, they couldn't convince me that I ain't ready for the next level. The next devil to get fried, trying to scorch me, toss me flames on my name, or brutally word chewing me. Ain't that incredible? I'm not edible, but flexible enough to bend a pen to inscribe battle cries. When I cross my T's and I dot my I's, I see better. He better not touch this anointing. I'm pointing at the change up there. It costs nothing to will something into existence. The difference between the distance we climb is unlimited, and I'm committed to my next level. I'm the pebble that causes big ripples in a lake thrown. Throw me a bone and I'll hone power beyond imagination. I'm exactly the exaggeration you didn't believe in. This is how I achieve wins, without blowing wind to move crowds. I'm black and I'm proud to reach peaks impossible. I become unstoppable. Let's level up. Whisper loudly.
Spirit destiny penetrates her life story, whence it planted seeds. Forever are we connected as our infatuated love feeds our souls. The flames it needs to ignite a love story so powerful, the cosmos rewrite prophecies. Her eyes told me the history of her spirit's life timeline. She showed me her construct and how her inner being could leave me awestruck. The creation of perfection. She gifts the world with the final product of our perfect seed. Magic in its production, curvaceous silhouettes outlined against the moonlit night as we fuse our powers and intertwine our energy. My eyes once bled such sadness until she helped lift me back into life. For at that time I was dead inside. Now I'm on a mind-challenging, soul-fulfilling, erotic ride of my life. I found me a queen and learned to love her right. Then I made her my wife. And now a king, no longer a knight. The journey ahead can now be a fulfilled life. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today. Morning, beautiful people. This is your boy Rebel Jones, and today I have a piece for you called Hard Truth, Free Thoughts. I often like to talk about things poetically that make people uncomfortable but make them think. So that's what this piece is. Hard truth, free thoughts. Every time I find a way to articulate exactly what I've tried for so very long to say, it feels liberating. Like I shattered through layers of amnesia for reasons unknown, like I've lived this life before. Like when I learn something new, it feels more like memories of things I already knew long ago. So life seems to continue to flow through the rivers of experience that we humans try so very hard to control. We need to learn to let go, stop rushing life's natural current. You know it's natural flow. I battle sleep nightly, so I guess I'm at war. With the sheets and the pillows and the dreams that haunt my mind with my eyes closed. And every time that they do, I die a little more than the day before. But what I see to come from above is because I've learned how to observe what's below. So the tragedies to follow, the tragedies of the current are about to be the future told yesterday of tomorrow. Of a mother, you know, this world and her suffering and sorrow. The fall of her children as we head ourselves to the hell's gallows into an extinction-level destruction for all the illusion of value. Our vanity and greed grows and our lack of compassion to those consuming struggle to stay above ground, sucking the level of addiction one way or another that shows the lack of consideration most of us have for others. It's a common disease among us in line to choke on votes. We're told we'll better line our pockets if we pick left or right, go for broke, or like church when it demands it's 10 to 25% of what we got in the name of God. And that new Cadillac the pastor wants to go with the flashy suits he flaunts. These are the thoughts splintered into fractured pictures that I see in boxes with words that float through my head when I'm not engaged or absorbed with the outside world. It's a matrix of sorts, a quaint deep-seated illusion put forth for us to walk and live with hopes we just learn enough to work and conform. Because thinking outside of the box keeps folks at a distance, scared of the ideas of a man whom agrees and disagrees, a little bit of all beliefs, so I'm treated as a leper, a contagion to stay away from, and that makes life in the world of a free-thinking man such a lonely place to be. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today. Be kind to each other, love one another, uplift each other, and recognize you are great, each and every one of you.
Yo, Gina, where you at?
I'm right here, partner. Happy Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Just Day and Gina Show at Epiphany Network, where we have the distinct honor and privilege of interviewing the one and only Rebel P. Jones this evening. We open our show every Saturday that we're here, which is every other Saturday. So not next Saturday, but the following Saturday we'll be back. And when we're here, you can be sure to hear spoken word tracks played like DJs play music. We opened up with Kareel and Temptation, Kareel the Pole with Temptation, Timothy Whispers with Rebel Up, Rebel P. Jones with My Love Story, and Rebel as well with The Hard Truth. We got Rebel in the building right now, and we're going to chop it up with him for a second. I'm going to give y'all his fire.
Gina, how you feeling tonight?
I feel good. I'm excited. This is going to be amazing.
Sweet. I am ready for the night, too. I've been, the pre-interview we had with Reb just had me blown away. I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't even know if we, like, up to this. It sounded like a real good idea in the beginning. This man has lived several lives within that one.
Oh, yeah. Not to be mistaken.
Yeah. From the military to the monastery, you know, all and everything in between. And then, believe it or not, this guy used to be a bad guy, according to him. And some of the stuff I heard and then how leisurely he put it, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're the bad guy. You are a bad guy. Yes, sir. That's cool, though.
I feel that is foundation for good poetry when you live a full life.
Yeah. You know, go ahead and pull on our life experiences and stuff like that. I'm sure you being a freestyler, that's thing got you through many of pieces.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's something that's happening in real time.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, Gina, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and get this started for Rebel. I enjoyed them last two tracks he had on there. We're going to have to go ahead and take another look at those. I wanted to play all four of them. I said, no, I need to talk about these rascals in between. But those are some hard-hitting tracks there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Just Jay, and that right there is Gina Storm. We are at the Just Jay and Gina Show. Tonight we have Rebel will be our interviewee for the night. Rebel is a one-of-a-kind type of dude. You know, from the different phases he went through, it's almost kind of remind you of moon phases. From the dark to the light and the rest of that. You know, a lot of his poetry reflects where he's at in that moment of time when he wrote that poetry. And he has a way of bringing you in, of drawing you in with that barrel of a voice. It's been good being around Rebel. Rebel's a sincerely a good guy, devoted dad, good husband. Things that are lacking in this world. This brother, he does some of these things innately. It's not that he's trying to do them. He's just naturally moving these different directions. Good dude. It was our honor to go ahead and do this. We had a little bit of hiatus in between being on the show regularly. There was some technical difficulties with the station that were going on. There was system-wide, nothing we could do about it. So we said we need somebody with some impact that's going to come in here and get us started right in much the same way that Gwen C. did when we first had our very first show. So Rebel, it was a no-brainer. With that being said, Gina, I yield the mic.
All right. I appreciate you, Jay, so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rebel's bio. At 10:46 in the morning on November 18, 1976, a rebel was born in Chicago, Illinois. As a teenager, he left home at 15 and began living life. He said that ignorantly in his youth, he was in and out of juvenile hall for bad choices that he made and continued to make up until he pledged his life in allegiance to the United States Army, where he served 8 years, two extended combat tours in Iraq, before he was discharged medically. He became a single father to his daughter, and at the time, he currently was working in the home health care industry while he was doing some other bad things. Once he became a father, he had to make some different choices, and that's when he decided that going to the military was a good choice for him at the time. And after he got out, he was left with this feeling of disconnection. He came back into the world broken and not sure what he's going to do next. And after he had lost many of the brothers that he was deployed with, as well as his grandmother, he was also in a bad headspace. That time, he had to get his life together and changed. He met his, at the time, fiance and son, where he joined some programs, including the local VA. He found medication therapy and treatment for his PTSD that he got while in combat. And he said it's the old him. And the new him was born was a poet in the midst of a transformation that was so deep into creativity that he not only found and began to write poetry, he began doing spoken word, painted beautiful pictures, and got into wood carving and wanted to delve into sculpting too. I hope he does so in the future. When his youngest was born in 2016, he became a stay-at-home dad. He's also a stepfather, and they have adopted his nephew from a bad situation, and now he has a happy home life where he is his devoted father. He is a loving and caring partner. He's an amazing son. He said that he and the family cook turkeys and hams when they pass out sandwiches, cookies, and hot with water and blankets and clothes they collect throughout the year to the homeless. They get toiletries from a local VA. And with all of the things that he's accomplished and all that he gives to the poetry community, he took the time to be here with us this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to introduce the song and reacquaint others to the one known as Rebel Drama, the Michael Jordan.
It was truly beautiful, even Susan, the way she loved me and connected to thee, embraced in the midnight glow, serenaded by the sounds of the midnight orchestra within the woods that surrounded us. Her magic astounded me, and I became thirsty for more of it, deeply and darkly obsessed. Thoughts of her, images in my head, within my fantasies like I was possessed. Picturing her undressed as I became erect by my excitement for her wasn't just due to her pure, powerful sex. It wasn't due to her blind beauty or the wisdom she subjects. It was something more I couldn't put in words of feeling like I've never twirled and danced beneath the midnight moon around a blazing flame. A dance was entrancing as I became lost in her gaze. As we physically connected naked and naturally passionating the seed of new life affectionately, I suddenly felt an explosion of blessings come shooting from out of me to occupy by the thousands in the warmth of her deep seasoned valleys. Once again, through loving creation, more magic was born. The world was just brightened as this magical blessing took form. A new level of rebel is now entered the world, my son. Peace.
Oh my goodness. You coming in doing it like absolutely this, man? Ooh, Gina, what you think of that?
I thought that if it were my opportunity to burn down a stage and melt a mic, I would do exactly what my brother did. So I'm very proud that that's what I expected, and he did not disappoint.
I didn't know where this piece was going. I was watching it. It was on the metronome. I said, where you going?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care where you're going. I'm following.
Oh, yeah, man. We learned that over here at Epiphany, man. If you go ahead and line the people up straight, man, they're going to go, shoom. Oh, my goodness. If we got some of that, shoom. Yeah, you was out of there, bro, like a shot.
Yes, he did.
How did it feel, man?
Good to be here. I mean, that piece gets me emotional every time I do it. And then plus, listening to you guys play back my life to me over the radio, it's just like you don't really think of it from those terms until you hear it yourself. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's my life. I lived it. But to hear it played back to me, like, wow, man, it's crazy, right? Like,
yeah, we're talking about you,
actually.
Just, get out of here.
Y'all got me in my feelings and everything.
Good, man. We're going to have a good time tonight, man. The two pieces we played before, bro, man. Ooh, dude. When I was listening to those, when I was downloading those, man, I was like, is this Rebel? Is this Rebel?
Yes. That's what I was thinking because I listened to them several times.
Your pendulum ain't swinging as hard as it used to either.
It's funny, man, that you guys chose that hard truth free thought because that was what I was actually going to open up with tonight. So that was pretty cool.
Still can bear the heat. That has not changed, sir.
But I got plenty. I got plenty more material. I don't need to repeat pieces.
My man. How you feeling tonight? Oh, my bad. Go ahead, sis.
I'm doing well.
I'm glad. I can hear it. You sound good. I appreciate you allowing me to take creative license with your bio. It's kind of just a thing I do. When I get it, it doesn't have to be read verbatim. And sometimes it's written in the first person, and I'm not you. So
I was having a hard problem. One of the hardest things for a writer is to write about themselves, I think.
It is. I liked what you gave me, and I knew what to do with it immediately. So as long as you are pleased with it, I am as well.
Absolutely.
Because I wanted to represent
so
you perfectly.
I love you, sis.
I
you know
appreciate
what?
You.
I held my tongue and my fingers from dialing your number today because I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to, like, work all the excitement of the show up in conversation before the show. So I was like, I'm not going to call her. Not going to call her before the show. I did call Jay, though.
Well, you know.
I know, just damn Jay.
Yeah. Jay has always got to do that heavy lifting on a show night. For anybody that we're interviewing, if they're going to talk to one of us, it's definitely going to be him. I understand the math. That's the right man.
But I held myself back from calling you because, you know how we get down when we talk.
Right, we'd have talked up until showtime.
We sure would have. But instead, you know what? The wife took me to Olive Garden, bought me a beautiful lunch, you know what I mean? Kid-free. And then we got back home, spent some time with the kiddos, and then it was time to jump on. So it's been a good, relaxed day.
Wait. Jay, how you feeling? Partner?
Me?
Yeah, you feeling all right?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited. You know, I'm over here trying to go ahead, restrain myself. And then all of a sudden I'd be like, I got this. And I'd be like, no, you better restrain yourself.
Don't restrain.
I'm just, I got to wear him down, though. I just can't jump out. I'm restrained. No, I got to go ahead and, like slowly sneak into it. Like, be unrestrained.
We know you in full throttle, so if you're holding back, we will recognize that. I'd like to also thank everyone who has called in, who's listening in online, and remind them that they have until 10 p.m. Central Standard Time to call in and be in queue. And if you're just listening, please feel free to press 1 to join in the conversation. You can ask Rebel a question. And then we also have open mic. We get a speed round in if time allows. So we appreciate you rocking and rolling with us.
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Best in the biz. Man.
I love
you. You know, this going to be so easy because I don't have a huge circle of people I talk to, but out of the circle of people I talk to, you two are two of the three favorite people I like talking to. So the think that we're just going to be talking like we usually do, but the whole world going to hear us. It's cool to me.
No, man, didn't nobody call in tonight, man. They just, they must have decided to stay home. it's just Rabble. I'll catch up with him next time. No, actually, the phone lines are jammed, man. They up in here, man. They with hands up, too. A lot of times we get a lot of watching. People want to get in here and get at it. We are going to go to about close to the top of the hour before we go ahead and start opening up the hand raising. But we're going to try to keep this entertaining for y'all. Actually, Rebel has another piece that he's about to get ready to go into now. We're going to go ahead and break it down with him, chop it up some more about Rebel, young Rebel, and the things he used to get into back in the day and the rest of that type of stuff. So y'all sit back, relax, get at Netflix and chill for the night because this is y'all's spot. Go ahead and get your honey. Say, hey, baby, let's go ahead and listen to this right here. And then, you know, you may be rewarded. We will talk to y'all in a minute. Gina,
take your socks
I'm getting
off,
the mic.
Baby. Oh, yeah. I just need you to take off your socks. Get comfortable. It's going to be a wild ride. Wiggle your toes. Let's go. With that being said, the mic is yours, bro.
Melancholy madness. My brokenness more so than you could ever realize. So next time I see you, to save my heart one more crack, I bid you farewell to the memories that would cause a man to miss a woman. I no longer want to lose myself in the eclipse of her eyes, because each time I do, I die just a little bit more. But first, insanity must settle in, hibernating beneath corks and bottle caps of liquid spirits wishing to poison my broken mind. I will not and cannot remember you as the next morning sun rises and my head no longer roams to a place that hurts as a man. Am I wrong to pray for such a freedom? Alas, your voice upon a phantom wind blows through the trees in a song of wishful, forgotten bitter memories. I swear I bid you adieu,
under yesternight's moon, and as the stars and grass skies shimmer before my thoughts fell to a realm of dreamy slumber, I do hope there are no sneaking dreams in your memories that will slip into. As a man, I ask again, oh, Lord, am I wrong to wish for such freedoms from burdens of thoughts that bring me to drunken madness so many nights? I ask you, O great void of creator that produces black blankets of shivering stars on clear winter nights, what happened to my inspired thoughts? As I tire of the lessons from the brimming guilt dealt within, am I forbidden, great father of life, to come up for air from whence I walk in insufferable suffering for more lifetimes than I care to dwell upon? Continues on, my feet hurt from the weight of guilt constantly piled on. These shoulders tire, as must Atlas tire from a world of pain he was forever cursed to carry as felt burden. You have came to me before in dreams to teach me my role, my purpose. What about the dreams, the scenes from the sessions and lessons taught at the school of fatherhood when I'm raising boys to men? I feel alone during this current state of testing while you continue to throw me more trials and tribulation. Never writer's obstruction or barricades, for I always have writable thoughts because I live on writer's block where I sling words for prompts on a dog's night out. I might find myself an open mic to testify poetically, publicly, more guilt-ridden lines. Shit, look at this piece. It's a effing mess, and I swear my muse must be high. But as they say, only when lost does one truly find themselves. For I'm finding much more than just eating crow and other strange things. I'm a powerful being when a pen attaches to my right hand. I can do some damage to the once concrete thoughts in your head. See, the rebel is a name, maybe even a brand, but it's also a symbol that screams, I am more than a label. I am more than who you think I am. And what comes after me, it's all speculation, for there might be nothing. It's all. Peace.
Ooh, I could finally breathe. I almost died this time.
You, I had to do CPR on myself.
I keep my paddles on standby. When I see her coming, I get back. I gotta go get my paddles, man. You crazy.
You crazy.
Ooh-wee.
That's my that's the newest piece I've written.
What is this piece about, brother?
I think it's about transformation and realization. You and I have talked heavy on the topic of spirituality before, and I think a big part of this is my acknowledging, you know, what I perceive as the creator, the God, or whatever you wish to call it, you know what I mean? And I think this is just letting my voice let that know that I acknowledge you. I am here. I appreciate you. You know what I mean? And it's really coming through the transformations in my life I'm going through right now. Like, you know, I'm going through young rebel, having health issues that are so far medical mysteries, you know, turmoil in my relationship, a chaotic household, struggling to stay with the good grades in school, and just, you know, it's hard doing the right thing all the time. You know what I mean? Especially when it's for the right reason. Then it seems like the God up there makes you struggle a little bit more all the time, you know?
You know what, man?
So,
I have heard
I have heard
this in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Yeah, where a person will just flat out just pray.
I appreciate you.
And in here I heard a lot of that.
Yeah.
How's that been going for you, bro?
I haven't finished it yet. I read a little bit every night before bed, you know, and wow.
Where is it hitting you?
what a powerful story. Like, he just went, you know, bare knuckles and bare face, like, yo, I'm mad at you, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done everything right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel that right now. I feel that right now. But as I put in my piece, I also believe in karmic payback. You know, and I did a lot of bad things in my first half of my life, you know. So it makes sense to me that I'm going to go through hard struggles through the better times of my life.
The line that the memories that cause a man to miss a woman.
Yeah. You know me, like, I don't want to miss her when she's gone. You know, when we go our separate ways, I don't want to miss her, but I know I will, you know. That's that pain that I will forever probably carry, you know. A little bit of guilt and a little bit of heartbreak.
You also talk about liquor to cover the pain at 1.2. What was this type of rebel like? A rebel that's hurt and in pain and was drinking?
Oh, man. Alcohol was my go-to. That was my baby since I was a youngster. I always went to alcohol. And yeah, it poisoned me. It became real poisoning to my thoughts, to my insides, to a lot of stuff, man. It caused me a lot of pain and grief. I've been clean now, since 2014, but that used to be my medicine. You know, I dealt with my anger that way. I dealt with my hurt that way. I dealt with my sadness that way. Anything that wasn't right, I dealt with it that way. And shit, even when things was right, I celebrated that way. And it was always there, the spirit.
What was the turnaround for you?
My suicide attempt. That was life-changing, so to speak.
Did it make you appreciate life, or what?
You know, it was recovering from that. There was a lot of lessons learned, and yeah, that was one of them. There was a lot learned, you know. First, I had to get through the anger of failing even at that. You know, like, I had to go through a whole lot of hurt before I could recover and start on the path that I'm on now. You gotta hurt. You gotta hurt when you put things, when you try to not deal with things. There's gonna come a time where you have to hurt. No matter how long you try to hide that shit or put it behind you, one day you have to hurt for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the way it is. And until then, you can't progress forward.
I got a question for you, Reb. Because a lot of times we're talking, you and I are both in the kitchen and we're cooking, or before we get off the phone, we say what we're planning to make for dinner or what we got to do.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Do you feel, because you have so many creative outlets, I mean, you're a student, which that in and of itself is to be saluted, because when you go back to school as an adult, I think you're a better student because you're more focused, and your goal is your degree. When you're a kid and you're in college, you're trying to party, and you're finally away from your parents. So it's a whole different look. So do you feel like cooking and grilling for you is part of your process therapeutically to chill? Because I know how happy I am when I'm in the kitchen.
Absolutely, man. You will catch the rebel singing in the kitchen when he's cooking, like opera type shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? From the bottom of my damn stomach while I'm flipping eggs and shit. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, cooking is a beautiful thing to get lost in. And I love cooking. If you remember, I used to do a little cooking show with Baby Rebel. We would do breakfast in the morning. Rebel would cook and stuff. Yeah. I love cooking. I even went to school for cooking at one time because I love the kitchen so much.
Me too. I went to school. Actually, I wanted to learn how to be a better baker. I wanted to bake bread. I wanted to make rolls. I got fired
from the jail job in the kitchen. I couldn't bake for shit. I messed up all the dinner rolls, and they fired me.
Oh, no.
How you get fired from a jail job? You know what I mean? That's terrible.
Yeah, that's big. That's big. Oh, my God. I will say this,
yeah,
though.
Definitely.
I'm glad
that's
I asked
a good question.
Yeah, because the reality is this. I was thinking it, but I didn't know for a fact. So, you know, the only way you can find things out is to ask questions. So that was my question.
Absolutely. I don't have a whole lot that I'm not willing to answer. You know what I'm saying? There's obviously some details and stuff I don't get into about certain things, but yeah, I'm pretty much open book to answer most questions.
Sweet.
All right, bro.
You know I love cooking.
Well, I tell you what, since you had talked about that arsenal, we're going to go ahead and get into one more of your pieces, Reb. Then we're going to go ahead and open up the floodgates to the people that's on the outside, man, your people that came here to go ahead and see you. We see all y'all in the queue. If you guys want to go ahead and get into this cipher, chop it up with Reb a little bit, y'all going to have to go ahead and press 1 to raise your hands. All right, brother. With that being said, Sir Rebel, man, quit playing. The mic is yours.
A kiss to remember. I remember how she kissed my lips. And when she did, she planted a distant memory of a time when the skies rained blood and the fallen soldiers of combat lay disassembled, face down in the death-soaked mud. I remember the taste of her lips to mine and the memories she had left me with of a time when the seas had souls that ate the hearts of men in violent storms, and titans and giants walked the earth and stomping valleys and canyons out of rocky mountains and dirt. I remember the scent of her as she kissed me and vanished, leaving a glimpse into a goddess's past of a time when she was split in two. One half divine as light emanated from her as the first mother of life, and the second half filled with rebellious anger and a darkness inside, angered by the man that was given to her as partner, but she was not equal in his eyes. Peace.
Bro, I had started taking notes on this poem, and I said, no, this is a poem that you have to go ahead and sit back and just sit in it and see where it's taking you to. What was going on in this poem here, Rebel?
So, it's part of a bigger works. I've been writing one book for the past, I'd say, 10 years. I've been writing this book. And it's written in complete. Well, it started out, I wrote the whole thing in poetically. And then through the years, I kept going back and adding more and more and more to it. So, what this story is about is in the Middle East, they have a belief of Lilith, who is, in their belief, Adam's first wife. And due to the fact she would not submit to Adam, she ran off on her own and became demonized. So I delved into a story about her, unbeknownst to myself, anything about her really in the beginning. I don't know how it happened, why. I just don't know. That's kind of unexplainable. But it just kind of grew and took on a life of its own, and I'm hoping to finish it up middle of this year.
Man. And this right here was an excerpt from there?
Yeah. A kiss to remember.
You going to write a whole book and it's kind of going in this style of writing? I know it may vary. Yeah.
Right now it's about 86 pages long, and it's taken me 10 years to write that.
From as dense as the what you just did there,
if you have a whole book like that and it's 86 pages long, that's a hell of a read. It's a lot of compression of knowledge and all of that and unraveling in there. Yeah, that's not an easy 86 there.
My old lady, she read the when I first wrote like basically the blueprint of it, right? She read it, and then she had her boss read it because she took it to work and showed her boss it, and she was like, "Did that make you feel any way after reading it?" And her boss both felt like they needed to be like pinched, right? Like they thought they was high or something. It just like captivated them and brought them somewhere, and that was an effect I think I was going with for my writing at that time. But it's kind of filled in and grew from there.
And I know you're known for being a writer, but you're not just a writer, are you, bro?
Nah, I'm a whole bunch of shit. Give us some of that art.
No, however it come out. Give us some of that artistic side of it.
So when we left the city and moved more out into the country, we got the kids involved in like 4-H. And a couple years ago, they volunteered me to enter the county fair with the 4-H program in them. And they signed me up for photography and painting, acrylic painting. And I was like, well, shit, I've never painted anything in my life. I spray painted some graffiti as a kid. And I painted house walls like for a job, you know, but I've never like painted artistically. I was like, I don't think I could do that. And the first painting, I amazed myself. I was like, holy crap, I did that out of my head. And it was brilliant. And it won first place at the county fair, and I was real proud of myself and everything that I never painted before. And then I painted more, and more stuff popped into my head the more I started painting, and I ended up with a little collection of paintings, and yeah. Got into wood carving because we went out camping, and I found a stick I was drawn to, and I started carving it with my knife, and it turned out into this beautiful walking stick. I know you remember Gina. Randy actually wanted me to make him one.
Yeah, I do.
He wanted me to make him a story stick. So that's something else I've taken on is like wood carving. I'm finding out since my whole life turned around that I'm connected to most artistic things.
Oh, my bad. I was on mute.
Me too.
All right. Oh, you got it then, Gina. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was, as far as an excerpt from a book sounding like a poem, I feel like if I were that woman and this was based on me and this was a memory, or what did you say? You didn't even know it like that yet. And it came to you?
Yeah,
that's romance at its height. Like I love love, and I'm romantic to my core. That I can't wait to buy it. I need you to sign it. I'll need that in my book collection. I am looking forward to it. I am so excited for you and the things that you
I
do.
I cannot wait to finish it. It's as beautiful as a project as it's been. It's been a thorn in my back too. Like.
That means it's going to be dope.
It's just something like when this particular muse is not around, it's like nothing. I just have nothing for it. But then when her thoughts and her inspiration comes back into thought, man, I just go away with it, man. I lose myself while writing it. It's a euphoric experience every time I get to add to it.
Well, I tell you what, brother, we're about to go ahead and do you a solid. We have some people in the line up here, man. I'm about to go ahead and open up this first phone line. 615.
How about you?
Once again, back is the incredible Ryan Animal. What's up?
T-Double-34 Music.
How you doing, brother?
Only I could do that. Thank you for waking up today.
Thank
Just
you
Jay, Dee Dee, Rebel P. Jones.
I knew you was going to be here. You've been heavily promoting this one here, Clarence. We appreciate you for that, too, man.
Man, we go way back, man. I mean,
yeah.
We go back.
What you know about this guy, man?
Well, let me tell you something. He's going to crack up when I say this. We go back to Peyton's Poetry Production. Food for the heart, mind, and spirit.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
now, Mr. Poetry. Yeah. Okay. I'm done with that.
I mean, it was a beautiful thing grew out of that craziness.
Yes, it did. Yes, it was. What were we saying? What, 7 years?
Yeah. My kids gained an uncle.
Yep. I gained a nephew. I have two nephews. Now I got... Come on, man. I'm honored. So how you doing?
Clarence, you're such a good friend, man. You're such a good man. I appreciate you. This man calls me up every week if I don't check in with him to make sure I'm good. This is a good man right here.
You good people yourself, bro. For real. That's why I call
telling
you brother.
Jay, when I was explaining the level of your friendship, what it meant to me, I was like, it was like my spiritual advisor. If I don't feel right about something, or if I feel like I'm finna do something bad, I'm about to call Clarence and let him know.
So that means I'm your Linus to your Charlie Brown. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it, man.
So,
hey, Clarence.
Should I have a question?
Yeah, hit him with a question, man. The rebel is all open to you.
Okay. There's a lot I know about you. Here's something that you need to let everybody know. How'd you get to the term Rebel Jones? Or are you a cousin of the mechanic back in the 70s and 80s named Rusty Jones?
So, my parents, my mother and stepfather, they went through a 7-year divorce, and through the thing, he had put trackers on our vehicles, tapped our phones, had investigators following us, started going by an alias, Rebel Jones, and it just, when I sit back and think about why that name just resonates with me, I've always been hard-headed. I've always went against the grain, learned things my own way, made mistake after mistake on purpose sometimes just to prove there's another way to do something. I've always been a rebel, you know what I mean? And I just, it made sense, and it sounds good.
Okay. So this comes to another question. What do you see in the future for Rebel P. Jones?
Being as if I survive college the next 3 years, I think I want to make my brand. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to sell myself. But I think I want to make my brand. I want to do something with the Rebel Jones name, whether it be like gear attached to my poetry and art, you know. I don't know.
Okay. Well.
It's hard. it's hard to be a rebel and to be and to make plans, because I'm just not good at planning. I'm good at spur of the moment, under stress, this is going to work.
Okay, last question.
Planning for the future is hard.
All right, last question.
Yes, sir.
Who do you look up to as conspiracy theorists in your life?
Ooh. You're not going to believe this.
Come on.
My grandmother.
Okay.
My grandmother was the original conspiracy theorist I ever met. She didn't talk about it the way we do, but when I was going through her book collection after she had passed, all her books were like conspiracy theories and stuff about alien cover-ups and government scandals, and I was like, wow, Grandma didn't talk about all this, but she was like really into that shit. And then she was also a writer, I found out after she passed, and a lot of her writings were about stuff like that. Crazy.
Sweet.
Okay.
Hey, Clarence, we kind of pressed for time. We have a ton of callers that are in here. Brother, do you have a piece for us tonight?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. We're going to have the commentary down to a minimum because we do have a lot of people that are in here. Appreciate you for coming in, man. And you're always the first person up in here, man. I appreciate you for that, Clarence. Ladies and gentlemen, Clarence Ferguson. Sir, the mic
Thank
is
you,
yours.
Brother. Thank you. This piece is called Injustice. Guess the so-called powers that be expect me to create a ruckus. I've been labeled so much as an uncle, categorized by televised dysfunctions, playing the race cards where I'm being solitaire. Because if I say what everybody wants me to say, which is Black Lives Matter, lesbians and George Soros gets paid. Freak all of that. I'm carrying my son in my arms. Where's my community in protecting him from harm? No. Your wannabe paparazzi whenever bad cops are taking shots at me, but in this picture, my son ain't bleeding. I'm sounding like Jesus. He's not dead. He's sleeping from the mind-controlled beatings of racial preferences that will lead to people who look like me running through the voting booths, picking from a candidate list exclusively selected for you, but don't know you or sat and had breakfast with you. So many people's minds stuck to their skin like crazy glue. Tell me, are you first, second, or third class citizens, and who gave you civil rights? I'm sick of this deceptive vomit. You're like bishops who've been swallowed up in the queue, waiting to be told you got the juice. Injustice mixed with corruption equals a wicked system filled with a bunch of do-nothings clutching their nuts and never trusting God. I wish you say something. If I'm your Uncle Tom, I made your Aunt Jemima spurt syrup. I'm more black than and white. Now back to your regular scheduled worship. By the way, I'm indigenous, separate from the predicted, ridiculous wickedness. And if you don't like it, bury me upside down so the whole world who participates in this can kiss my ass. That's that piece.
My man, you went out guns blazing.
Brother.
Hey, everybody, y'all check out Clarence Ferguson. Clarence Ferguson is doing a lot of good things for poets out here. Clarence Ferguson is actually leading the way as far as getting poets onto tracks. He has beats for sale. Talk to the man. Work with him. Catch him on the major platforms. Clarence, we appreciate you
He's
coming
amazing.
Through, brother.
Thank you, C-34 Music in Stereo. Y'all know who it is.
Love
you,
brother.
Talk to you soon.
Peace. Amen. All right. We're going to take another one. Then we're going to give you a break, Red. We're going to go ahead and play a track. We have 954. How about you?
Hey, hey, can y'all hear me good?
Hey, I recognize this guy.
Yeah, man. How y'all doing, man? Rebel, man. Congratulations on this feature, man. This is awesome.
Man,
yeah,
we
man.
Had Timothy come through here once before. Timothy is a part of the alum that has made it on down through here, man, and set it on fire much the same way my brother is right now tonight. Man, what have you been thinking about? What have you heard from tonight from Rebel P. Jones, brother?
Man, I heard that this man is a man of depth and many dimensions, and he's seen a lot of come, he's seen a lot of go. And knowledge like that should be on the forefront. And the fact that he's doing that through spoken word, through his poetry, I'm loving it like McDonald's. You feel me?
My man.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mr. Whispers, I'm fan-duding right now hard, man. I'm such a fan of yours, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate
you, sir,
that, man. I'm a fan of yours.
We all fans of y'all's, man.
You're involved with, man. Anytime I happen upon something you're involved with, I know I got to watch it. I know I got to listen. Sure, I
appreciate it. Oh, man. I appreciate that, man. I ain't going to hold up y'all time, man. I just want to spit this piece and get out the way and make room for
cool.
other folks.
Gina, you get our brother up
piece,
in here?
I'm
Gina,
sorry.
On mute?
No, I was. You need me to do what now? To give the mic to Tim?
To get Mr. Yeah, if you would.
Absolutely. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our brother from the Slaughterhouse of Poetry, the baritone himself, Mr. Whispers, the mic is yours.
There's a reason that I fall back when they autumn. I spring forward some of the time because I was dodging raindrops on some of the same blocks I Lego, the empire mentality. My thoughts are seasoned. I sprinkle words in. I'm saucy with the bourbon. Y'all chickens be too fly for me, yet grounded in coops. The weather's gonna change. We act strange and people change all the time. Rain, sleet, or shine, I count on the differences we show. So I see the storms coming. The norm is subject to change. Flavor of life, I tasted day and night and said grace over my food for thought. Amen. Be still. Call Jesus. Take the wheel. I feel warm enough to warn you about my forecast. I'm the last hurricane in my season. Give me no reason to tornado. My pen be sunshine, thunder under moonshine, drunk in my rhyme schemes. I wrote Picasso and fainted with words painted in my lifeline. I'm tired of walking on lava from the same old volcanoes. There's seasons when foolishness erupts. The mudslides must die. I'm living proof of survival of the fittest. God, my witness in these trials of life, the sacrifice has its own divinity. I'm from a windy city where the wind be changing addresses, put bodies on stretchers. I'm trying to break levees in my lifetime. It's a crime. Niggas can't hold water. I need to leave something for my daughters. Their seasons were ordered by the Most High, and it's the norm for them to walk through storms. May they blossom at their springtime. I love their sunshine. One time for the legacy. The recipe is love. I'm writing in it. The pen keeps lightning in it and lighting lives with it on stealth. And if you're listening to this poem, it changed seasons itself. Whisper loudly. Thank y'all.
Woo! Out the gate, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
They're coming out for you, Rev.
Man.
Thank y'all for the love.
Sacrifice got its own blessing. Wow, that's the wisdom in there, man.
There you go.
Hey, you know, if this is the living room, we have to go ahead and take the scalpel to that piece and go ahead and get it wide open, bro. Whispers, can people find you at, bro? What are you doing around here? Go ahead and let them know where you can go ahead and send them some of your merchandise.
You can definitely find my album Genesis 116 on Apple Music, on all other platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Genesis 116 by Mr. Whispers, produced by Blizzy Beats. There's 16 tracks there. The first 8 is for God. The other 8 is for the streets. And I have YouTube videos out there. I'm on TikTok, Timothy Whispers, Facebook, Timothy Whispers, IG, Timothy Whispers Flame. And, I'm doing features or whatsoever. I just got lucky and got hired for a feature on the 1st of February for a female motorcycle group. And I'm just doing a lot of different things, man. Thank y'all.
Y'all be on the lookout for Timothy Whispers. The second track that I played tonight was Timothy Whispers, Level Up. This guy is up and coming. He's about to be a big star. You can say you went ahead and knew him now, but Timothy's on his way, y'all. Hey, brother, we appreciate you for coming in, sir.
Thank you, old man. Y'all be easy. I'll be here hanging out, man. Appreciate you, Rebel, man. Rip it. I'm here listening, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, big bro. Take care. All right. Red, we're going to go ahead and give you a little bit of break, man. We're going to go ahead and go into a little station identification and all that other type of good stuff, man. And if you got to go ahead and do something, make it quick. With that being said, let's go ahead and get it.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Meditate with me. If your heart's not in the right place, you will never get what you want. Believing yourself always, and remember, it's not really about what you want. It's about what you need and what you already possess to succeed, to make the world a better place for future you and me's. Coming generations of human beings, so stop being so selfish and only thinking about your own legacy you wish to leave. You see, there's a bigger picture painted beyond the current scene you see. But you're getting forced through everyday life so quickly, you're missing the magic beyond the bricks in the street. Listen to the song of the wind duetting with the trees. Envision the future telling mystics the morning dew upon their leaves. Feel the cool, moist morning touch of earth beyond the naked of your feet. Allow your heart its natural rhythmic beat. Listen as you breathe. This is what it means to truly live, to truly see past city lights, past all this technology, past your own daily routine. Please, just come meditate with me. Thank you for waking up today. Rebel Jones out.
Oh, my goodness. That was Rebel, Gina. I'm sorry about that. I got caught up in the drama.
Fine. That's okay. All right. You can announce.
I got like a deer in the headlights. Rebel, this right here don't sound like him. Gina, what's going on with this piece right here? He holding out on us.
You know that's a small piece of a whole meditative series that I did.
What that mean? You got more of these?
So the whole series is called SRV, Smoke Ring Visions, and it's really a collection of just meditative thoughts that I had, and I wrote them down and I turned them into poems. So it goes into like five different parts.
Who produced these?
C-34 Music is the only person to ever touch my stuff.
Man, he been going ham. He been sprinkling his, my bad, C-Dub. I supposed to have shouted you out in the very beginning. Because those first two that you had did, he had did those two, didn't he?
Yeah, man. I wouldn't trust nobody else with my babies.
All right, but you can try your hand at producing too, ain't you, brother?
I tried. Man, that could become an expensive hobby.
Yeah. You remind me of one of those people that if you own the same thing for too long, it will start to bore you. No matter if you're at the top of the game or not, you will go ahead and be like, yeah, it's time to do something different.
Yes. Yes. You are absolutely right. And, you know, that brings me into, like, where I'm at today. It's like, yeah, I'm this great family guy. I'm a good partner. But I've been doing the same routine, stay-at-home dad, see the same four walls every day. I've been doing it for years, and that's different to me. I'm used to bouncing around, running around, going from here to there, and this has been a struggle, man. You know what I mean?
Has it benefited you in any type of way?
I tell my wife all the time, I'm like, this time, this is a family man, where I would rather go back to combat. Like, it's less stressful. And that's you see humor.
Are you serious,
in it,
or is that a joke?
Thing, but honest to God, I feel that way sometimes. It's crazy.
At least you understand the objectives.
Yeah. But marriage and parenting with that person that you're committing your life to, that's a big job, man. It doesn't come with a whole lot of guidance. You know what I mean? You kind of feeling your way through the dirt, through the dark. You know.
When you look at love nowadays, man, what do you think? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Like, say that
my son.
If you see somebody who's your son, yes. What is the outlook looking like for him as far as a potentially a good mate or whatever you would find pleasing for him?
She'd have to be a star, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My son is not a typical person, so there's no way that a typical person can keep up with him. He needs to find that star that's just like him, man. Like, that's the only thing that's going to keep up with my son. His level of energy, his intelligence, his rampant artisticness, it's just, everything about him is very much more advanced than it should be, and it's gonna take a very unique person to make him happy and to be with him.
Tina,
when he talks about Baby Rebel, my face is stuck in a smile. My heart warms up. Like, that's my dude, too. You know what I mean? It's not even, like, a question. I feel like, legit, I was supposed to be in his life. He didn't pick me like he picked y'all, but, you know, I picked him. Let's go.
Yeah. That's...
He's
that
awesome.
That was a hell of a thing. That was a hell of a thing to hear an 8-year-old tell you. Like, yo, when I was up there in space, I picked you on my. Like, what?
I never heard anything like that in heaven since.
They're like, what?
Only Baby Webb. Well, yeah, he's a special kid, and a lot of that is you.
Yeah.
He's a lot like you. And that's a good thing.
He is a lot like me. He is a lot. He's better than I was, though. You know?
Yeah, but you've still been a role model.
He's the best version of me, I would say. He's the best version of me.
Do you think it's because he had a better start than you? I know that you've always been trying to provide a better start for him, but do you think that's directly attributable to him being better? Are you feeling that he's better than you?
Well, no, I do think it was that he had a better start than I did, you know. And not to take anything away from what my mother attempted to do with my life, because she did her best. We're not born with, like, TMs and manuals and shit, you know what I mean? Like, you do the best with what your brain tells you to do, you know. It's hard. It's hard raising children. It's the hardest thing that we would ever have to do is to raise other people to be better than us. Imagine how hard that is to raise another human being to be better than you.
Oh, I get on young people when they speak cavalierly about children coming into the world. I get on their case because I already know what type of responsibility, even though they might be feeling that way now, I know what type of responsibility it is to go ahead and bring a child in. When I see young people speaking real cavalierly about it, I go ahead and try to give them a reality check about this stuff. Brother.
Most difficult thing that people will ever have to do is to raise another human being to be better. That's a difficult, difficult challenge. And if you don't take that job serious, you're going to fail and make the same mistake that we've made generation after generation.
Too true. We better bring another caller in here. By the way, I see that there are quite a few people in here. If you care to go ahead and raise your hand and spit a piece, so go ahead and ask Rebel a question. We're open to all of that. But for now, 445, how about you?
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing? This is Lil Pearl in there.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up, Zena?
Hey. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm good. I'm good.
What have you been thinking of the show tonight?
Happy Saturday.
I'm loving the show, man. I am such a fan of Rebel P. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. I've been listening to him for a minute. Okay.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Got me all rosy cheeks and shit.
That's a good thing. That's what I do, baby. That's what I do. I bring the light to y'all. Y'all know. Y'all already know. Gina and Jay.
I know, too. I've been knowing you for a minute.
Oh, that's a compliment. What's up?
Yeah. Do you have a question for Rebel?
I do. Okay, so, excuse me 1 second. Shut up, my cat. Every time I get on the mic, he want to start noise or my dog want to start barking. I don't know what's wrong with this. Maybe it's from something else. But,
they can't stop you from being great.
Thank you for waking up.
Man. I'm grateful for all of you waking up. All of you. Always. And I appreciate every last one of y'all. Now don't make me turn on the waterworks, please. I'm super sensitive. I'm the biggest crybaby in Epiphany. But I am still learning and finding different parts of my voice. And how to spit my poetry, my breath control, all of that. And I seem to be doing pretty good. So my question to you is, have you always spit with the power and the dynamic that you have in your voice, or did it take you time to find your voice the way that you do it?
That's a great question. My voice I projected the way I projected because most of my life, nobody ever listened to me. I was never heard. I was bullied as a kid when I was small. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever listened to nothing I ever said. Even my own friends, they would always cut me off from conversation or whatever. So when I growed bigger and I found that voice, and I think it was 37 years, and it was in the military, and I was so gun shy of standing out in front of my troops and giving orders, they made me go to public speaking. And they made me project my voice.
Wow. That's awesome.
I used to be so scared. I used to be so scared to stand up and say anything to anybody for fear of rejection.
I totally relate to that. Believe me. I didn't go into service, but I did. My mom sent me to boot camp for the Navy because I used to cut up. I had a traumatizing childhood, and I was very rebellious after a certain period of time because I was not protected from the monsters in my family. And I come from a very large family, okay? It's like 12 of us, okay? And the people that, and I'm the baby girl, people that you thought that you could depend on, thought that loved you, turned their back on when I tried to speak up. So when I got old enough to learn how to run, I was in the wind. I hit the ground running, I'm trying to tell you. So, but I'm going to tell you about my voice. If it wasn't for real, and I've known for real since I was 14, okay? If it wasn't for him pulling me into Epiphany, because I was so scared, I don't think y'all would have known anything about me. You probably would have never heard my voice. So thank you for answering that.
I'm glad we have. I dig your poetry. You get deep. I like the philosophies, the philosophies, and the esoteric stuff that you talk about.
Thank you. Wow. That's awesome.
Oh, I got both of y'all lined up for that next poetic mixtape, so don't y'all go nowhere without the MP3 being there.
Wow. Wow. That's what's up. All right. Okay.
Danielle, what do you have for us tonight?
This is a piece I wrote. It was from a prompt. It was a prompt from the Get Down. I'm going to go into it. It's called I Manifest Me.
With that being said, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm not a virgin to the mic, but I get nervous every time I step up to it. So if you allow me some space, some peace. Wait a minute. Let me start over. I'm not a virgin to the mic, but I get nervous every time I step up to it. So if you allow me some patience within your peace, you can get this poetry. This isn't for 2024. It's not just a promise. This isn't just my word to me for the rest of my days here. This is the declaration of my manifestation of loving me. I came to love myself, to find myself, to just believe, be myself. I will no longer allow anyone else's response or reaction to their downfall to dictate my life, my actions, nor my feelings. And I still and always will have empathy, humility, and love for humanity, but I indeed love myself more. In doing so, I will have all that I ever need and want because I don't know how to love half-heartedly or how to give samples or pieces of me. Whatever kind of relationship it's been, I've always given myself wholeheartedly. I will always remind myself that everything within every experience in every season is a test of my character. Because I know that my spirit is being developed and built to see if I can handle what's next. I will trust and believe in myself and know that the answers I seek come from that divine light within. I will live well and chase my goals so others won't rob me of my dreams. I will use my time wisely, knowing that I can accomplish anything. So I will not waste my time and seek revenge on something that won't even matter in the years to come. Therefore, I will always forgive and move on, yet never forget what has been done. See, I know that I am more than a queen, more than an empress. I am a goddess. Understand that I have universal connections and manifestation powers because the universal law is that all energy must and will return to its original owner. The karma is real, so I will continue to do good. I am the author of my life, so no one but me holds the pen in my story, and this is the declaration of my manifestation, of loving me, and that's that piece.
Man, I love that piece.
Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
You know what? It shows that you have an understanding of alchemy, at least the philosophy of it, is that you have to start off with more than you can give.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just a beautiful, beautiful way of just, wow. I absolutely love that. I'm sorry, Jay, I had to let her know.
Has this piece been a healing for you? Has this piece been a healing for you or aiding your healing?
Absolutely, absolutely. My poetry always is an aid in my healing and helping me to get higher, to elevate, to vibe high. I like to stay there because I found my inner peace with my poetry, you know. It teaches me how to breathe, and when I get those negative thoughts that come back, because I think we all do from time to time, no matter how peaceful we are inside, something about that damn devil, he just got to put them negative thoughts back in your head. I think it's just a test to see if you are still affected by them and you're going to react to how your system responds to it. This helps me to get through them. And I do go back and I read my own poetry from time to time. You know, it's like therapy for me. So yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you for bringing that in here. Oh, by the way, before you go ahead and leave out of here, you know what the drill and the routine is, that Miss La Perla Negra.
Absolutely. All right, y'all can find me on Wednesday nights. Co-hosting with my diva, my sexy, sultry voice, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk. I haven't come up with a topic yet, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, you're going to love it. And you can also catch me on Monday nights co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury, in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's just bring us what you got.
Hey, y'all gonna walk into a live show on Monday, let me tell y'all that.
Oh yeah.
They kicked the Monday off right, and then you'll go again Wednesday.
Wednesday night, yep. Diva Talk.
All right. VIP.
Wednesday is a vibe.
Whole vibe.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, the ladies get down in there. All right there, sis. We appreciate you for swinging on through. Much love to you and all the endeavors and all the rest of that. Where is the grandbaby at? I ain't even heard the grandbaby. Where the grandbaby at? I need proof of life.
Yeah, he threw his first temper tantrum with me, and I had to, you know.
I heard it. It's an old school parent to me.
Yeah, one pop, but guess what? It sent a shock to his system. He stopped cutting up, and he took a deep breath, and he looked at me. And he didn't even cry. He just reached out for me, and I held him. And I told him, I said, I don't want to talk about this no more like this, okay?
Right. I heard that. I love it. Hey, appreciate you, sis.
about to go ahead and set you, well, we got the comfy couch. We're about to go ahead and let you go ahead and kick back and chill on the comfy couch.
That's what's up. One love, one mic.
I guess this. All right. We got 240 up in here also. We got 240 up in here, but after 240, it's a lot of people in here, but it's only 240. You might be actually the last caller of the night. That don't mean we're going to stop rocking right now. 240, how about you?
Hello, this is Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Ooh,
how y'all doing?
The shepherd in the house.
Yes, yes. I know about Rebel P. Jones.
Good evening.
What you been thinking of the show tonight,
about
man?
You too, sir.
Man, you know what, man? He is a dope poet, and I've been checking out Rebel P. Jones. You know, he's done shows. I met him. I would like to say I met him through King's Cadence. You know, God bless his soul, from my city, D.C., Southside, D.C.
Man, I miss that man.
Yeah, that's the dad. He was the homie. He used to play go-go music. And it was so great because, you know, Gina, King's Cadence, Rebel P. Jones worked well together. I mean, the chemistry was so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It was, everything was just on point.
Yeah, we had a good time, man. It was a beautiful thing we got going on back then.
Yeah.
You guys did a project for King's Cadence, didn't y'all?
Yeah, you know what? You know what King's Cadence would have said? You talk about those people in Press One? He would say, what y'all looking at? Yeah. That's what he would say, what y'all looking at? Oh yeah.
All right, brother. What you got for us tonight, man?
You know what? In honor of Rebel P. Jones, I'm gonna do Waking Up. Okay.
Cool. I'm going to let Gina go ahead and give you the mic, and you can go ahead and hit that.
With
if
that
I
being
can
said,
develop
I'm going
the
to...
Okay.
I have to give you the mic. Hold on. With
oh,
that being
okay,
said,
okay, okay. All right.
Introduce
you,
the song. I'm going to reacquaint of it. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, mic is yours.
Hey. Waking up. Sometimes I feel like there's a place where it's get dangerous, challenging my mind, hoping every day that I can make it, looking into a place like the hourglass. Sometimes I feel like racism is taking over, and what I wake up to, what I wake up to, I have to be a fighter and I have to be a survivor. We can all wake up to love. Race doesn't have to be racism. We can join each other in unity. Something divided us where God wanted us to be together. So now we're in a deep classification. Because I was lied to all the days of my history, I had to be black first, but I love other people. But I want you to wake up to the truth. I want you to wake up to knowledge. And if it's a thank you that you wake up, that you choose to look into the book and read for your growing needs. We don't have time to lose that time. Time is precious, so we can't be helpless. We want to wake up, don't we? We want to wake up to the lies so we can know the truth and be better. Hoping that love is something that can hold us together. We all in our own classification, from the rich to the poor. And not right now, we're trying to open up the door. We are trying to go ahead and be better people like never before. Is she or is he my brother without being black? Yes, they are. If we own classification into a group of hate. But hate has grown this country. To the serpents that have put the poison in this country. Now I hold my head to be black worse. Not to dismiss anybody who is a different race. Because I feel like love should be all over the place. Because of the compromise that they tried to provide in the detail, this was hell. I want to say thank you for waking up. If you have your eyes open, your words never be outspoken, that you won't be broken. Here's a token of appreciation. This love over here. And I don't think that you are racist because of the color of your skin. I think that's a choice. I think sexual orientation is a choice. I think a lot of things that we do are the choice of us. So we got to look in the mirror and the vision become clear. Do we say that we thank you for waking up? I want you to wake up. And we have to wake up because we can't be asleep. We got to hold the love that's very deep. Now, what I say thank you for waking up. For I woke up to Malcolm X and Dr. King. And I wake up to other people. Even if the complexion is not mine. But rain or shine, we will be better than ever. My brother don't have to be who I am. But understand where I come from. Understand where I wake up to. And we all wake up. We all wake up and see all the brutality. And we wake up hoping that love become the reality. Thank you for waking up every day. This Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine. 10 years in, I'm all in. The outlaw truck driver. Vibrant and dry.
A beautiful sentiment, man. That was wonderful.
My man.
It very much so reminded me of my grandmother, who told me all the time, when you see people that are different than what you look like or what you expect, don't stare, don't pay no mind to it, because that person, the words that come out that person's mouth might teach you what you need to know. I've been know that since I was little last kid, because I was taught that. I was taught right.
Yeah. And the thing is, I believe that, you know, we are God's people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that I never hate people. I always hate groups. You know what I mean? Like, I think when we lived into a country that was divisive, I'm better than you because I'm this. And all that.
I agree.
But we grow into love and we grow to appreciate one another. Sometimes if we're behind our own history, we have to become our own history. Like
right.
When I was taught in school, they wouldn't teach Malcolm X, they wouldn't teach Fred Hampton, they wouldn't teach none of that. So I had to pronounce myself to be black first, to be educated in where I come from. You know what I mean? Not to dismiss other people. You know? Not to say, hey, my race is better than yours. I don't feel that way. I feel that we join in unity and we understand where we all come from. And that's the reality that we wake up to. And
it's inevitable
when we have
that
to keep fighting and fighting, And so every day I say, thank you for waking up this morning to truth, or being, you know, just be true to yourself, and that's a beautiful thing to wake up to.
Absolutely.
It really truly is, brother. Hey, I appreciate you bringing that piece in here, man. Is there anything that you got to go ahead and that you have coming up or something like that?
I meant to ask Bro P. Jones some questions.
You have one question, sir. Go ahead, bro.
Let me think.
Okay. I thought you had a question.
I do have a question. Tell me, how was it like when you were unified with Kingsgate and Gina Storm?
It felt like it had always just been that way. We all three were so comfortable with each other, it felt like it had always just existed. There was no getting ready, there was no preparing, it just was what it was. We three had a wonderful chemistry.
Okay. Well,
all right, brother. We appreciate you coming in.
I want to drop one too. I'm writing a book, a formula 91382 to help break information down to enzymes. I may be doing radio, but as
is your radio station back up and going, man.
Yeah, I used to do radio, BPE and Viper. That might be doing.
Yeah,
no, that
I said, is it back up and going?
No, not yet. Not yet, all because right, I got five time with the truck driving and the radio.
When you open it back up, bring it back up here, and so we can go ahead and give it a proper launch.
All right, thank you for waking up. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care, bro.
Take care.
All right, 502, we see you, but we're about to go ahead and pay some of these bills right quick. Gina, do you mind helping us out with that lady?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Jess J. and Gina Show at the Disney Universe, where you can find us every other Saturday evening at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. We're here. Normally with an interviewee, but if not, then we're going to be DJs playing spoken word tracks, because we play poems and not music. We're not DJs, we're DJs. You could have been anywhere this evening. We're glad you decided to be here with us.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Wisdom and intelligence before I even ever thought about touching her body's flesh. Her mind bled thoughts bound to the stars as her lips yearned for my kiss, and her body trembled and quivered in my grips I embraced her, making love from the moment we meshed. Every action filled with passion, stimulated from the first hello. So when I first entered her mind, I was turned on as if her thoughts melted into musical tones created by piano keys and strings of harps and cello. And the intrigue of such mystery surely followed, touching the soul and heart of this man that was once broken and hollow. Across the celestials, our soul soared as one. No more man or woman, far beyond the fleshy penetration. But once that portal opened, the yearning for a deeper connection that finally spoke. The language was no longer spoken from the tongue. Our emotions and physical touch disappeared into the past, as physically making love that most experience has been surpassed. No longer wish for just your soft touch and sensitive tone, for we've taken what we've built and made so much more than just a happy home. Emotionally and detached ourselves from this cold, angry world every chance we get to be alone. We became tethered in spiraled energy, vibrations bound as one. We shoot up and out, these human vessels, by the powers of the moons and sun. Truest and deepest depiction describing our love making. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today.
Oh, dog, and I did it again, Gina. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rebel P. Jones with Love Making.
Wow.
It's contagious.
Oh, my goodness,
yes,
man.
I like this side of you. I like this side of you so much. But it's my dude. You know what you remind me of? And this isn't even creepy. This is a real thing. I've always had an affinity for, you know, blue-eyed soul singers. And I was in love with John B. That was very John B. And that's a compliment from a black girl that would definitely be down with this world. So I'm just saying, it's like if you had a crush, it would have to be a certain kind of person. John B. was my person. That poem reminds me of a John B. track that I would listen to on repeat. You putting some stuff out there that I've been already listening to you on repeat. Now you can put some other stuff out there that makes me say, well, this is my first place that I'm upgrading. This is so dope. You are a great place, poet. Glad to be here.
Wow.
That's all I got. Partner, what you got?
Gina, that's crazy. Thank you.
It's real. You the John B. of poetry.
Hey, I give him that all day long.
Man,
hey, man, this piece right here, man. Oh, you know, you just made the volume 2 on the Love and Heartbreak tour.
You guys must have bombarded Kip Clarence for this one. I don't even... Wow, I haven't heard that in a minute.
How did that sound when you were hearing it, man?
I was like, just... Wow, I don't even... Honestly, I don't even remember that piece. It's been a minute. That was crazy feeling to hear that.
You was macking, wasn't you?
I was like, yo, like, I don't even remember writing this. It's crazy. That's me.
Actually, that's our AI deepfake department, sir. That was not you.
Get out of
here.
It
was not Memorex.
You know what, though?
No, just...
You know what, though? A poet, you know, a poet can take a simple relationship of two people and articulate something so incredibly out there. And you just only hope that you can really make your partner feel like this. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is for me. God, I hope it's that way for you. Because this is it for me. You know what I mean? Like, my perception of where we just went out of this world is amazing.
I tell you what, man. We're going to go ahead. 502, I do see you with your hand up. We're going to play this one more again. To go ahead and take in some of the nuances here. This piece fire right here, man. You better get your album together, man. Stop playing. Get your album together. Get a few albums together. You and Clarence, I'm quite sure y'all can make some things work and pop, man. Get some money floating around here. Poetry's time is now.
We have albums made already. Several of them.
Well, cool. We better start pushing them, man. They're about to get out here. All your old work, everybody going to be going across y'all old work like, oh, dude, I found so much treasure. That's one thing about poetry, man. It don't really get old, man, because certain styles that are written this morning can sound like they was written hundreds of years ago. You know, poets can be anywhere. So it makes it kind of timeless, man. I know one dude, he does his poetry from the 70s, man, and it sounds good, bro. It sounds damn good. But it has that 70s nostalgia type of feel to it. Poetry does not get old, man. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get them albums moving, bro.
A beautiful thing.
Sweet. I'm about to play this piece again, man, and then we're going to go ahead and move on to 502.
Love making, by Rebel Jones. A taste of the wisdom and intelligence before I even ever thought about touching her body's flesh. Her mind bled thoughts bound to the stars as her lips yearned for my kiss and her body trembled and quivered in my grips. I embraced her, making love from the moment we meshed. Every action filled with passion stimulated from the first hello. So when I first entered her mind, I was turned on as if her thoughts melted into musical tones created by piano keys and strings of harps and cellos. And the intrigue of such mystery surely followed, touching the soul and heart of this man that was once broken and hollowed. Across the celestials, our soul soared as one. No more man or woman far beyond the fleshy penetration. But once that portal opened, the yearn for a deeper connection had finally spoken. The language was no longer spoken from the tongue. Our emotions and physical touch disappeared into the past as physically making love that most experience has been surpassed. No longer wish for just your soft touch and sensitive tone, for we've taken what we've built and made so much more than just a happy home. Emotionally detached ourselves from this cold, angry world every chance we get to be alone. We became tethered in spiraled energy, vibrations bound as one. We shoot up and out, these human vessels, by the powers of the moons and sun. The truest and deepest depiction describing our love making. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today.
Now, 502, what do you think about that new track between Rebel and Clarence, the new Timberland and Magoo for this era, 2024? What do you think about it?
It's just so smooth.
That sounds like
I
go ahead and say.
Thank you. I'm so glad you played it two times because it is so smooth. Yes. It's relaxing.
How have you been enjoying this show?
It made me feel special. I'm like, damn, I want to feel that way.
How have you been enjoying this show, Gwen
C? Oh, I love it. Hi, Gina. Hi, Jay. And I just got a comment, okay? Rebel, I love your voice. I do. There's two poets who I say I love their voice. Your work is fire, but I love your voice. You, and then there's a poet,
this.
I don't know if y'all know him, named Big Fizz. Oh, my God. Y'all's voice is everything. And
well,
I just
thank you very much for that. I appreciate that.
Sweet, sweet. Do you have a question for Reb?
Absolutely.
No, just my comment. I'm one of those weirdos that would rather just say how I love his voice than be a weirdo today.
Hey, you know what? I love the weirdos. Most of all, I love the weirdos and the rebels. I love them.
I'll take that. I'll take that for sure.
Please,
and I'm
please.
So glad y'all played that piece again because it is so smooth.
It was so weird.
When
I
heard these
twice back to back like that.
I think there should
Rebel,
be a part
when I had
two.
It. Oh, he got to go ahead and get that new album back out there. That's a must, Rebel. You're going to have to get that album back out there in a different type of way, man. We're going to push this thing out here.
I'm going to get you that part two.
I think we all want it, Gina. Am I wrong?
No lies detected. Like I said, this is down deal.
Yes. I think it would just be like, give us that. Yes. Let us have that
it
second part. Let us have some
words.
More. Facts.
It would be nothing but words if it wasn't for Clarence bringing my words to life with his sound.
Yes. That he does.
So if you're still listening, Clarence, thank you, sir.
I think he is still in the house. Yep, Clarence still in the house. Gwen C., what do you have for us today?
I picked a short piece, and now I'm questioning after hearing how smooth that was, but, you know, it is what it is.
Cool.
But look,
with that being
let's
said,
go back
Gwen
to that
C.,
piece. Oh, wait, let's go back to that piece real quick. I did not even know that was one that Clarence plugged the music to after the fact. I actually thought that was made that way because it is so smooth. Like, I need to say that. Like, I thought that was a track you made intentionally.
Mm. All right, one second. Yo. Hey, anybody who's online, you guys have about 75 seconds to go ahead and call in. If you're online, your feed is about to get cut off. Only the people who are on the telephone at 319-527-6300. 60 seconds now. She's screaming it in my ear. 319-527-6300. You will be cut off in about 50 seconds if you do not call in as of now. All right. I'm going to let Gina go ahead and get you this mic, Gwen C.
Thank you.
Oh, I have the same pleasure to welcome to my Gwen C. I'm introducing her to some of you and reacquainting others, but you will be treated. With that being said, Gwen, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Gina. I am Kentucky Derby's Mabry, racing heart, respecter of winds like Ed Mabry. I am woman who must clean. Clutter bites me. I be bugging. I am roach-free but blunt. Jointly, I am exhaustion and high-strung. I am advocate's words unscripted on big screen, things never said. I am Kentucky-born, Texas-raised, third coast-made, occasional rage. I am denim and blue bonnets. I run smears onto earth. I am ink athlete. Friend requiring no RSVP, Libra with the pen, which means I am poetic justice. I am not black girl magic, but will be her assistant hocus pocus. I want to see her levitate too. I am not dying peace, but I'll give you 10 tens and keep it 100. I am not testy, but stay focused on the finals. I am not rosemary, but am prone to season. I am not scales. I am not button, but don't push. I could share with you my zip file, survival guide for self-treason in every season, winter depression, spring OCD, summer bipolar, fall PTSD, or poem you into thinking you're falling, fell in love with me. I could be beautiful if the definition changed. I mean, I am beautiful if the definition changed. I mean, I won't be beautiful if the definition changed. No, I am beauty if the spell stays. I could stop waiting for tomorrow today, lose track of time, rewind, be a boy. I could rainbow bend, change the trajectory. I couldn't be ballerina, nor gracefully stay in my lane. I couldn't be one who drops dimes. I couldn't not be penny pincher. I couldn't keep up with the Joneses. I never was love. I've never been the shell for woman of which men choose to connoisseur, but men still chose to pursue her. I never was connoisseur of coloring within lines. I never was architect, but my roots, limbs, and leaves poisely branch after every cut I build. Silently, I never was approved. That or this wasn't allowed to be, but I did it anyway, loudly, in peace.
Oh, my God, I want to write with you.
Tim gave him 100.
Oh my God, I want to write with you.
I would be thrilled.
You are a monster. Oh my goodness. I know you now. Clarence has told me about you, and I've listened to you before. I did not put your voice tonight with Gwen C. Oh my God, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I feel the same way. I love your
yes.
voice. It's the voice to me. I mean, your work is fire. Don't get me wrong, but I just love your voice.
I want to write with you. Oh, my goodness.
I love this. Let's do it.
Yes.
Hey, bring it back
here.
Are we
on Facebook together?
I think so.
If not, I'm going to look for you, and I'll message you. We should work together.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Look at y'all, Gina and Jay. Look at y'all doing. Collabs coming together.
I know we're bringing collabs. I know. That's going to be a monster collab right there. A beast of a collab. She came in here and broke the show.
Wow.
I hate that.
It is. Gwen C., do you have anything coming up?
Nope. I did all that.
All right. I know you got, but you got to check the mental Rolodex. You know what I'm saying? You just can't say nope. Then all of a sudden, a couple of seconds later, you're like, oh, wait a minute. It's these 13 other things over here that I didn't think about.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Anything else for Rebel before we go ahead and move forward, lady?
No, just keep being an amazing poet. You are appreciated and needed in this world, and thank you for your truth that you shared earlier about your past. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sweet.
Wow.
All right.
Amazing.
She is. If anybody would like to go ahead and get into the fray, you press 1 to raise your hand. 540, is that, I'm thinking that's Mama Donna, but she has not raised her hand. The reason why we just don't open your mic to check, because sometimes people can be in very private moments, and that would be very wrong to do. That is her?
Yeah, she's here to support us and love the Rebel, and she's simply listening.
Thank you. You're going to give a big shout out to Mama Donna. For sure. All right, Reb, are you ready to go ahead and rip another one off, man?
Woo! I suppose I am.
All right.
Wait, am I on
Sis, you did it for the assist.
Okay.
Are you wide open, bro? Don't confess to nothing.
It wasn't me.
I came with y'all. Okay. What that man said, but the mic is yours.
So right now, I am going to give the opportunity of the human in me to speak. Color. What does color even sound like? Wait, you mean you're white and not black? You don't sound white. Yo, that doesn't even sound right. Every time someone says they are racist but makes it a way of conversation about putting color to vocal sounds and adding human faces. In my opinion, that sounds racist. You see, the mistake is we didn't go into this blind, but we all paid too much attention to the hateful details and divisional statements. Well, you know who hangs out around the realms of the details, looking for the weak and sold in retail, available for a wicked resale, into a world that thrives, into the underbelly of greed and weaknesses and other slum-ridden shadowlands controlled by the evilness that needs not nor truly cares about your skin pigment. You see, the unpopular belief is racism is a delusional illusion, fueled to the point that the mind and the hate collided and fused with the minds of those who blindly await at Hell's Gate. Unknowingly go into a place they never contemplated, being a martyr for the corrupted idea implanted by a power most of us will never understand or even know about. Proven once again we are mostly still asleep, yet claim to be awake, but that's how real dreams can feel when you're asleep so deeply, sheepishly following the plans of another and following those referred to as members of your family, putting you on the front lines of the war on humanity. Agape love unconditionally is the only way to bring about the human unity across the globe, across open seas, clinging on to each of the top of the mountains while loving as deep as trees of life's roots reached. I'm not here to preach, but this is just a human in me in the way that he thinks, walking away with two fingers and a rolled up green leaf, yelling to the world, thank you for waking up today. Peace.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
What you think of that, Gina?
I got to blow my nose up.
All right. Hey, man, I heard a lot of self-discovery things going on in here, man. What is this piece about, Rebel?
Because I... And I know this is like a lot of people say this, but because I do walk through life colorblind, because I do understand that the differences of other people are only different so we can learn. Our differences are to teach each other. You know what I mean? But
I definitely feel that.
Until we take the colorblinds off and start looking at things without optical observation, but we start watching things with our minds and our hearts, nothing's going to change.
You know what, man? I've always, like, watched, you know, different people talk about different other races, about their stereotypes of what they do. But I also see, like, all those different stereotypes of being a component of a one person. And if we would all go ahead and put all our different knowledges that we have, that we would be more complete as a people.
Yes, absolutely. And I love how you ended that with as a people. You know what I mean? Like, regardless what we look like, I think the most beautiful curse that one could ever be born with is blind. Because then you would only love what you know. You wouldn't love.
You grew up in the suburbs, though, didn't you?
Who?
You.
I grew up on the road. I grew up all over the place.
My man.
I grew up in Chicago. I grew up in Texas, California, Colorado, all over the place.
Did you fit in everywhere you went to?
I didn't fit in anywhere I went to.
I feel that, too, as far as from my own personal perspective of myself.
I was always the ugly duckling. I was always outcasted. I was always picked on. I was always different.
When did you start to become at peace with who Rebel is?
2014. No, 2015.
What happened then, bro?
I did not succeed at killing myself.
Mm.
There was a...
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I had the theory that me and my guys that did make it back were cursed because people were just, they were dying. Like, people I came back with from combat were just dying, you know, and a part of me really believed that, like, shit, one by one we're going, we're cursed. So I was going to take that plunge. You know, I lost some important people in my life in that small sink of time, in that small bit of time, 3-4 years, I lost 12 people, you know. So it's like, shit, man, my time's going to be here anyway. But when I didn't succeed and I spent about a year putting myself back together, and then miracles was happening. Like, life just changed for me.
Were you self-medicating at that time?
I was not. I was actually, I was not on any medication. I refused any medication for about a year after the recovering from that. I just wanted to be who I was supposed to be at that time, clear-headed, clear everything, you know what I mean? Like, I needed to feel as who I was, pure of everything.
Right. When did this phrase begin, thank you for waking up this morning? Because ever since I've been knowing you, you've been saying that.
When Baby Rebel was born, I know as a father of multiple kids, I shouldn't say this, but the day he was born, it was the happiest day of my life. And everybody that was there, that was a part of it that morning, I was so grateful for, and I appreciated each and every one of them, and it just came out my mouth that way, like, thank you for being here, waking up today, and just caught. I like saying things to make people smile or get them thinking differently or just doing something to change people in a more positive way, because there's a lot of ugly out here. You know, there's a lot of ugly. Before that,
there is.
To tell people, smile, you're beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Just people randomly on the road, I walk by and be like, smile, you're beautiful. So it would stop people in the midst of whatever shit they were suffering through that day to be like, oh, shit, thanks, man, you know.
Right.
I like making people feel good.
Military life. And we got to get around to this monastery thing, too. Yeah, that monastery thing. Yeah, the monks.
Oh, okay, yeah. My
so you're like a 19th degree silver belt, ain't you?
You get out of town. I'm a 9th degree nothing.
I can use the quarter blood
no
technique
on
the whole city.
Don't you put no titles on me, sir.
I wouldn't dream of it, brother. What were you doing with the monks at the monastery, man?
So the VA had put me through a trauma re-exposure therapy. And every Tuesday, I believe it was, a monk, full garb from the temple, would come and meditate with us. And it was just something that attached itself to me. I was just so accepting of it at that point in my life that it was something that was good for me, and it stuck. And I just gravitated to it deeper and deeper, as I do when I get interested in stuff. Something that can keep me captivated long enough to continue practicing it, I will go to the very depths of hell to learn everything I can about it.
Mm.
And
has it helped you in your...
I practice meditation. Oh, yes. It's been helpful on multitude of reasons.
The military. Did you enjoy the military?
No.
Did you have a love-hate with the military?
I did. I did because in the beginning of my military service, all the way up and close to the end, I was disillusioned that I was doing a service for my country. And that's just the reality of it. That wasn't the case. So there was a lot of anger. And I don't like being told what to do. I don't like following rules. I know the stability is good, but I just don't like it.
Gotcha. Why did you go into the military in the first place? I imagine that you had to know that from the jump.
Yeah, but I was doing, like, home health care and selling meth. And it was at a meth house where I was going to pick up weights that I found out I had a daughter. And that was the end of that. That was the end of the dope deal, and I was done. I'm going to get my daughter. So I did that. But then I was like, I'm not really doing nothing with my life for her to grow up and have as a role model. I'm not really doing much with myself. So I wanted to do something that my daughter could be proud of. And I also was thinking I was being patriotic and doing service for my country, you know, for all the freedoms I had taken leisure of prior. I thought the least I could do is a service to my country. I've been breaking laws, been running with bad people, doing bad things, and yeah, it was the least I could do. That was my thought process.
When you did that, when you were selling dope, did you do it with a lot of gusto and ingenuity, or were you constantly conflicted by it?
I was conflicted. I was, because I saw people that used to be good people giving their kids up, trying to give their kids up for collateral until they could come back with cash, and I couldn't be a part of that anymore. It's an ugly world, and you only get uglier the longer you stay in it.
All right. All right. I yield my mic, Gina.
Okay, I gathered myself. Some transparency touched other people, and your piece touched me when you said that you were talking black or sounding black or whatever the line was, you know what I'm talking about. I feel some type of way about that because I and a lot of friends of mine were raised in a household where slang and colloquial wisdom and abbreviations weren't allowed. I think that sometimes even contractions. I'm talking about, they were very specific. My mother, especially about language. My grandmother, too, and so was instilled in me to speak properly, always. So as I get older, I feel like I have a little more, you know, creative licensing with my speech. I'm making poor choices. But in my youth, I was speaking the Queen's English. And that's funny because they call that talking white. Not silly. Because I know white people that sound like black people on the phone. And I remember when a lot of poetry community was introduced to you, because like you said, I was one of the first hosts ever to feature you, or the first.
Yeah,
first time you were interviewed by me, yeah? Okay, yeah. So you see what I'm saying? So in that instance, even my listeners did not know if you were black or white. And my thought was, what difference does it make? Does it make a difference? It shouldn't. You know why? He's a dope poet and a deep human being. So what difference does that make? you worried about the wrong thing. And I love about you.
Yeah.
You speak to that. And I love that. That, like, I needed that in my life. So appreciate you. Yeah, I was in my field.
I appreciate you for that, though. I appreciate you for that, though. You know, I've been done dirty more times by my fellow white folks than anybody on the planet.
That. It hurt me, too.
Including my own father, you know what I mean? So, my own blood treat me worse than the people I spent my time around, you know what I mean?
Indeed, I do. Especially, I'm just so grateful that you're here. And I have to concur with you that you are successful because you're a necessity, not an option. And what you're doing with your life is fabulous and fantastic.
You,
it's going to get better from here. Love you.
Love you, sis.
Love you, sis. Okay, just
all right.
We're having love fest.
Oh no, I was sitting back here playing my violin. I was, I was loving every bit of it.
I thought we was on the couch.
Brother, like, you know, if you could pick your own sibling, and I tell my daughter this. Matter of fact, I saw her tonight. When I tell people this, she's like, "Nah, don't stop saying that. How long are you gonna play that? All my life, all your life. If I could pick my own child, I'd still pick her." If I could pick my own little brother, he'd be you. I got you. Thank you, bro. All right, Jay. My bad. I didn't mean to hijack.
No. I was loving it, man. How you holding up over there, big guy?
Yo, I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right. So you ain't leave nothing on the table. There, you gave us one. I didn't expect to get the central piece, but according to Clarence, the show must go forward. They must have a well-rounded set. Oh, brother, we're about to go ahead and get ready to shut this down. This has been great, man. I appreciate you coming in here doing this on such short notice.
Hey, this was great. I needed this, honestly. It got me out of my stagnant.
Cool, man.
Well, I wrote a piece for Rebel.
Oh, let's go ahead and get it then. With that being said, Gina Storm.
Wait, I wanted to give the backstory first because Rebel may not know this. This is a thing I do, Reb. So when we interview you, because we don't do features, we do interviews. When we interview someone, I pen a piece or freestyle a piece for them using the letters of their name. And I've done it for everybody that we've had because I feel like that's my gift to you. Like, you know.
I love
it. I need to give you your gift. So, Jay, I can accept the mic now. I just need to give my brother the backstory.
Not a problem at all. And if you need to hit an additional preheat, you're more than welcome to that, too. With that being said, the lovely Gina Storm, the mic is yours.
Thank you. R, the name that they use. Say, are we so good? Realizing many times they totally match the style and flow. E, he's an everyday encourager with the quote, "Thank you for waking up today." I love that, truly. Love and look forward to it beyond a brother from another mother. The ours is better than the siblings that our parents gave us. Trust. It's mutual and it's priceless. B. Be on the lookout for impostures, fake folk and shady. We both see them and say, any more than he talks black. What is that anyway? We side eye when somebody does that right away. E. Even when sick and in the hospital after surgery or a severe pain flare, sadly, we've got notes that we can share. L. Love you is what people say, and I love you, it's different. We just sit, ebony and ivory, brother and sister, respectively for eternity. I am proud, R-E-D-E-S, Charles in charge. You have a piece of my heart while being the John B. of poetry. I love you, my big sister, being strong.
I love you too, sis. That was beautiful. Wisdom from my big sister.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
The show wouldn't have been complete without that.
I had to get
that. That was beautiful, sis. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Like I said, you choose your own siblings. You choose wisely. I believe I have.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Rebel, is there anything that you want to... Sorry about this.
Yes.
Was there anything
thank
that you wanted to go ahead and cap the day off with?
Yes, thank you for waking up today, and thank you for taking the time to put me on like this. That's a beautiful thing, Jake. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, we was a little rusty tonight, man, but you know, Bert was the perfect person to go ahead and knock the rust off with, man. I knew it was going to work out getting you in this spot here, man. And then Clarence got a chance to get a lot of airplay tonight, too. Y'all check out Clarence Ferguson, C-34 Music. He has been rocking these tracks in behind Rebel. Like Rebel said he only uses C-34 Music. You guys need to go check him out.
He's my producer as well.
And Gina Stone. My bad about that.
I have four.
How could I forget that right there?
Of my own. Look, I have four mixtapes of my own. I have three that are compilations. Rebel and I are on those. And I also have two King's Cadence, so yeah.
That's what I want to talk to y'all about. I want to talk to y'all about that King's Cadence collaboration that y'all had there with Clarence.
Oh, man, that was a beautiful project. To hear Randy's voice again, like it was.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Reb. Go ahead, man.
You go and take it, sis.
Well, see, here's the thing. I know what Rebel was going to say before he said it because we're going to say the same thing. Sometimes you can't go back and listen to old voicemail messages. Sometimes you get a new phone and you lose your picture. Sometimes the poetry is gone because when the person dies, whoever got their phone deleted the page. And sometimes they put it in memoriam, like remembering, you know, so-and-so. And then it works out for you that way, and you can still say things to them even though they can't say things back. But to hear tracks of his spoken words and these the pieces that kind of, I feel like for Rebel and I, and not to speak for you, bro, but I know you agree, it made us push our pen. We wanted to get on his level. We were trying to be there. It was crazy because it was a triangle of, yo, if iron sharpens iron, then we got it, you know, times three, because that's all we did was push each other.
Man,
each other.
The three of us spent hours together in conversation. Hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes whole afternoons.
Yeah, I was about to say half a day sometimes. So the reality of it was our relationship was so solid. Our poetry got better because of our association. When Clarence said he wanted to do something for him, it's not just like a tribute show or somebody remembering someone, you know, after they passed, like that day or that week, you know, they had show network.
It was huge.
It was like a movement. And Clarence didn't want that to die because he did. So in keeping him alive, his poetry alive, because I would love for somebody to one day do that for me when I'm out here. I mean, no time soon, you understand what I'm saying, but the reality is we all gonna die one day. And so when I'm dead, I would like y'all sit here, help me, let's do this. And for me and Rebel to be asked to contribute and to encourage listeners to not forget the brilliance that was communicated as far as I was concerned. Who better to do that?
Absolutely.
Except two of the people that made what we do what it is. So him producing our track and having all these folks of Randy bring them together with us doing it. And it was like, where was this, the intro and the monologue or the outro and the intro?
Outro, yeah.
You were the outro.
So that means I was the intro. Yep. But that's what he wants. He wanted us. He wants our voices involved. And I was honored, and I was humbled and grateful.
It was cool. It was cool because
it was good memories. It was good memories.
Well, Clarence didn't want us to just spit a piece. He was like, I want you to
talk
about Randy.
And we didn't want to
either.
I know I didn't.
Yeah, I want to talk about Randy. He said, that's what I want you to do. It just worked out so beautifully, man.
Yeah. It was, that's I think that's what we as poets need. We need to be memorialized in a good light. It was kind, loving words from people who genuinely cared for us, knew and understood our pains and our gifts. And, he's the maestro, and y'all are my brothers, and who else should do this good work? It was amazing. I really enjoyed that. So thank you, Jay, for asking, because I didn't want to touch it unless Rebel wanted to include it in his interview, but it was a big part of how we came to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, all the energy that had got created behind it, I know it was important that you guys went ahead and spoke about it. And the tragedy of his passing, well, how long has it been now? 3 years? 2 years?
It's two, right, Gina? It hasn't reached 3 years yet, right?
In April.
Yeah.
All right, I know it's still relatively fresh. You guys had honored him.
Yeah, His family stays in touch with me, so I'm always abreast of all things Randy. But that aside, it's important, like I said, for us. Right now, we're creating memories. These archives from this show tonight will always exist.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing. And so I want to thank Jay for thinking of this as a vehicle for us to bring poets on. And then when he said, you know, we should be, he did. I'm like, what is he, like, home jockey? What do you mean? Like, instead of playing music, we should be playing spoken word tracks. You know, I was thinking, hey, Les, when we gonna do that? He was like, Saturday.
Yeah.
We need this.
Yeah.
Poetry community.
Rebel gonna be on part two, Gina.
Absolutely.
I already have your submissions too, sir.
Oh, man, Clarence must have got you guys some good old archives.
He sent us four, and Gina actually sent me four because the ones from Clarence, for some reason, I didn't get them. But Gina had went ahead and made sure I had got them, and I had just uploaded them about an hour before the show, man. And as I was listening to them, I was like, oh, my goodness. These is dope. And that one at the end that you
had
did,
like
I had never.
So, Rebel, you have to understand, I had it like all week. So, like I said, when I said that I had you on repeat, that's what I'm talking about. I was listening to what they played, and I was thinking to myself, oh, this is going to hit hard. And what did he do? He said, I'm going to double that up. We're going to run that back. And what did Gwen C say? Yeah, that was necessary. So, look at the mastermind.
Yeah,
let's
see, man.
I feel like Robin, Batman got this.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the replay value on those is deep. And that is huge coming from Gwen C, for real, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm a
big fan. Yeah, to do the very first interview over here.
Gwen C is something else. She's a master with her performance and words.
She's a woman of very few words. He's not very chatty, wordy. You know, I didn't count the number of times we spoke on the phone. We text a lot, but we talk, you know, limitedly. But I'm just like her. But the wonderful thing about her is that at the level of professional poet, because sometimes as poets, we're working for experience or we're working for exposure or likes and shares, but paid poet. It's one of my favorites. I'm also a huge fan. And she did us, like Jay said, the high honor of coming and letting us interview her person. She does not do interviews.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Jay, I needed this. Even though you sprung it up on me like that.
Together.
Oh, my God. We're going to create.
It's going to be bananas.
We're going to create a
monster. Yeah, I'll make sure y'all bring it here.
No doubt.
We want to hear it. Want to hear it. is there anything else that you want to go ahead and cover before we get done with this, man? And by the way, bro, you made this so easy. You made this very easy, man. Let me go ahead and talk to you about that right quick. As far as your seasoning, as a veteran poet, it comes through. This platform to go ahead and open up and be as transparent that you have to be on here is really only for seasoned poets. Poets who are not that seasoned find this very difficult. But you came in here and you did this, man, and you sound like you had fun, at least from this end. You look like you were having fun, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really did. I'm sorry I spoke over you a few times. But I was so excited, man.
I was excited, too. That's all it was, man. We were both excited.
Myself afterwards, I was like, man, I was just an asshole to Jay and cut him off.
And I was thinking the same thing. So I was like, I hope nobody noticed that.
Can I interject, my brother?
Mm-hmm.
The sister has to say something. This is how family talks to each other. Ain't nobody polite.
Right.
Talking about smoke over you.
Yeah.
Better get in where you fit in. I love
y'all, baby. Right, a little chin music. The elbows. Get on the table. Man, Baby Rebel, was there anything you about to want to say about that young guy, man?
He's my heart. He's my heart. He teaches me every day, and I love him unconditional. He's everything to me.
Sweet. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and play an onslaught of your four tracks back to back to back to back.
Oh, my goodness, they're going to be tired of me.
No, man, they still, man, your retention with this is a lot of people that just sat here and want to just be a part of listening to this whole exchange that we had tonight.
Thank you,
that right
buddy.
There goes a long way. Wait. All right, Gina. Was there anything that you want to go ahead and say, partner, before we get out of here?
You can just catch me in Just Jay tomorrow evening at Clubhouse, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, in the living room. It'll be similar to this, only the poetry will be from anyone who comes to the room. Small house poetry. Where you want to be. Small evening. That's what I got.
Also, by the way, submit your MP3s of your love and heartbreak poetry to Just JusJae Just Jay Gina Show at gmail.com. In your title of your piece, please put your name right next to that so we'll go ahead and have all those things together. Because once we download those things in the computer, everything looks like everything for everybody. So if you don't mind putting your name there, we'd be much obliged to that. We'll have a volume 2 coming out. This young man is going to be on that. La Perla Negra is going to be on that. Gina's going to be on that.
There's
going to be a lot of players. Clarence will be producing a lot of these tracks, too. We're going to start whittling out room for the producers of these things. But this is the only way for poetry to start getting recognized as something that's not disposable. We as poets have been responsible of treating poetry as disposable too, because when we go into rooms and if we've done a piece for that room or for that show, we say, like, I don't have anything because I've already done everything here once or something to that effect. We have to start looking at our poetry differently than that. The same way, like, we played Rebel's piece. We didn't get everything out of it the first time. We didn't get everything out of it the second time. We didn't get it. We wouldn't get everything out of it until we got everything out of it. And we have to start thinking about our poetry and those type of numbers and those type of ways. And then other people will start to go ahead and do the same. Right now, poetry is unregulated. What that means is that everything that's going out, everything that we're making is coming from inside of us. That may not always be that way. It may be so that people start going ahead and putting restraints on certain type of poetry. It's happened in the past. It's happened in the past. But we don't have to wait for a seat at the table. We have been carrying our table the whole time, everybody. Poetry has been carrying their own table for a long time. And I get kind of upset when I see big venues that are going on, and they're going on in very small places. That means that the people on the outside do not know what poetry is. So part of your responsibility is share this type of stuff that you see. The content that we're putting out over there at Small House is not your average poetry. It's not what people think, like, all right, wherefore thou? Y'all heard Rebel tonight. Rebel ain't said nothing about no wherefore thou. Rebel was coming for your neck, coming for your heart, coming for your head, coming for your mind, the rest of those type of things, things that will go ahead and make you aware. And this is what the new poetry is actually looking like. So you guys need to do your parts out there in streaming land. Yes, I'm talking to you people who have streamed this and is hearing my voice the very next day. You guys need to share this in order so that the real poetry can go ahead and get out there. We can start moving into the mainstream. All right. With that being said, I'm about to go ahead and shut it down. Rebel, sir, this has been an honor and a pleasure, man.
The honor and pleasure is mine, sir. Thank you.
Sweet, sweet.
Take your socks.
I was about to take my socks off.
Beautiful people, this is your boy Rebel Jones, and today I have a piece for you called Hard Truth, Free Thoughts. I often like to talk about things poetically that make people uncomfortable, but make them think. So that's what this piece is. Hard Truth, Free Thoughts. Every time I find a way to articulate exactly what I've tried for so very long to say, it feels liberating. Like I shattered through layers of amnesia for reasons unknown, like I've lived this life before. Like when I learn something new, it feels more like memories of things I already knew long ago. So life seems to continue to flow through the rivers of experience that we humans try so very hard to control. We need to learn to let go, stop rushing life's natural current. You know it's natural flow. I battle sleep nightly, so I guess I'm at war with the sheets and the pillows and the dreams that haunt my mind with my eyes closed. And every time that they do, I die a little more than the day before. But what I see to come from above is because I've learned how to observe what's below. So the tragedies to follow, the tragedies of the current are about to be the future told yesterday of tomorrow. of a mother, you know, this world and her suffering, his sorrow, the fall of her children as we head ourselves to the hell's gallows and to an extinction-level destruction for all the illusion of value. Our vanity and greed grows and our lack of compassion to those consumers struggle to stay above ground, sucking the level of addiction one way or another that shows the lack of consideration most of us have for others. It's a common disease among us in line to choke on votes. We're told we'll better line our pockets if we pick left or right, go for broke or like church when it demands it's 10 to 25% of what we got in the name of God. And that new Cadillac the pasture wants to go with the flashy suits he flaunts. These are the thoughts splintered into fractured pictures that I see in boxes with words that float through my head when I'm not engaged or absorbed with the outside world. It's a matrix of sorts, a quaint, deep-seated illusion put forth for us to walk and live with hopes we just learn enough to work and conform. Because thinking outside of the box keeps folks at a distance, scared of the ideas of a man whom agrees and disagrees, a little bit of all beliefs, so I'm treated as a leper, a contagion to stay away from, and that makes the life, the world of a free-thinking man such a lonely place to be. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today. Be kind to each other, love one another, uplift each other, and recognize you are great, each and every one of you. Meditate with me. If your heart's not in the right place, you will never get what you want. Leaving yourself always, and remember, it's not really about what you want. It's about what you need and what you already possess to succeed, to make the world a better place for future you and me's. Coming generations of human beings. Stop being so selfish and only thinking about your own legacy you wish to leave. You see, there's a bigger picture painted beyond the current scene you see. But you're getting forced through everyday life so quickly, you're missing the magic beyond the bricks in the street. Listen to the song of the wind duetting with the trees. Envision the future telling mystics the morning dew upon their leaves. Feel the cool, moist morning touch of earth beyond the naked of your feet. Allow your heart its natural rhythmic beat. Listen as you breathe. This is what it means to truly live, to truly see past city lights, past all this technology, past your own daily routine. Please, just come meditate with me. Morning. Thank you for waking up today. Rebel Jones out. Love Story by Rebel Jones.
as my spirit's destiny penetrates her life story. Whence it planted seeds, forever are we connected as our infatuated love feeds our souls the flames it needs to ignite a love story so powerful the cosmos rewrite prophecies. Her eyes told me the history of her spirit's life timeline. She showed me her construct and how her inner being could leave me awestruck. The creation of perfection as she gifts the world with the final product of our perfect seed. Magic in its production, curvaceous silhouettes outlined against the moonlit night as we fuse our powers and intertwine our energies. My eyes once bled such sadness until she helped lift me back into life. For at that time I was dead inside. Now I'm on a mind-challenging, soul-fulfilling, erotic ride of my life. I found me a queen and learned to love her right. Then I made her my wife. And now a king, no longer a knight. The journey ahead can now be a fulfilled life. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today.
Of the wisdom and intelligence before I even ever thought about touching her body's flesh. Her mind bled thoughts bound to the stars as her lips yearned for my kiss and her body trembled and quivered in my grips. I embraced her, making love from the moment we meshed. Every action filled with passion stimulated from the first hello. So when I first entered her mind, I was turned on as if her thoughts melted into musical tones created by piano keys and strings of harps and cello. And the intrigue of such mystery surely followed, touching the soul and heart of this man that was once broken and hollow. Across the celestials, our soul soared as one. No more man or woman far beyond the fleshy penetration. But once that portal opened, the yearn for a deeper connection that finally spoke. The language was no longer spoken from the tongue. Our emotions and physical touch disappeared into the past as physically making love that most experience has been surpassed. No longer wish for just your soft touch and sensitive tone, for we've taken what we've built and made so much more than just a happy home. Emotionally detached ourselves from this cold, angry world every chance we get to be alone. We became tethered in spiraled energy, vibrations bound as one. We shoot up and out, these human vessels, by the powers of the moons and sun. The truest and deepest depiction describing our love making. Good morning. Thank you for waking up today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to check out Small House of Poetry. We have a lot of good things going on out there as far as community building and pushing poetry forward. If you see us in any videos, be sure to go ahead and click like, share, go ahead and subscribe to all those little small things that will cost you nothing, just a little bit of your time, but it would do a ton for us. With that being said, thank you all for waking up this morning.